Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. A South Georgia soccer player remains in the hospital at this hour after a serious head injury. GPB's Sophia Salaby has more.
It happened only 9 minutes into Tormenta FC's Saturday match against FC Tucson. 26-year-old Brazilian midfielder Lucas Coutinho was knocked unconscious in a collision with an opposing player. He was then airlifted to Memorial Hospital in Savannah. Coutinho is currently in stable condition in the neurological intensive care unit. Tormenta FC president Darren Van Tassel says they had to play almost the entire game not knowing their teammates' condition.
Looking back, that game was a blur. I mean, it was like waking up from a dream and you can't remember all the details. That's how I've heard players describe it. That's how I describe the rest of the game.
Tormenta FC is a United Soccer League team that plays in Statesboro. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.
The Secretary of State's office is reviewing a petition filed by Georgia voters asking for a re-examination of new voting machines. The letter says the ballot marking devices were not tested for their security, and the state failed to follow several rules and procedures. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger denies that claim. Last month, he announced the state's purchase of $107 million worth of a new election system from Dominion Voting System. The new touchscreen machines print out a paper summary of your selections along with a QR code. Atlanta City Council will consider partnering with Cobb County and Smyrna to conduct air testing. The intergovernmental agreement proposal announced today comes after reports of a Smyrna company releasing a toxic gas linked to higher rates of cancer. Last week, Cobb officials approved $40,000 for third-party air testing around the Sterigenics facility. It cleans medical devices. Tonight, concerned residents are invited to attend a town hall at Cobb's Civic Center to learn more from Georgia and federal environmental officials. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.